Her top lip was slightly fuller than the bottom lip, but together they formed a sexy, perfect pink O. Hating that he'd noticed, he shrugged.
That's what it takes.
Wow.
It was as he had suspected. She'd never worked in a club like Grace.
The awed expression on her face said it all.
He wondered whether Rick had even checked her references. They reached the head of the room where the DJ booth sat on a raised area and was flanked by VIP tables on either side. They went up the stairs on the left, by the tables, and stepped into the main console. To a normal person, it would have looked like a confusing mass of knobs and switches. But to him, it was heaven with its top-notch Pioneer technology. He had just opened his mouth to begin explaining, but didn't even get a word out because she squealed with delight.
That's the M800 and two CDJs 1000! This is really state-of-the-art. Oh, wow, and there's even a turntable. Not that I use any vinyl, but I have a couple of friends who still do.
Yeah.
He still used vinyl once in a while.
Looks like you know your equipment.
It irked him, but also impressed him, which then made him even more irritated. Whatever. At least it meant he didn't have much to explain. But it would have been nice to maintain some of his dignity, after losing to her, if he'd been able to clarify something for her. After she finished prodding the equipment, she lifted her head and gazed out over the space with glassy eyes.
This is so great, she said. I can imagine what a rush it'll be playing up here with the entire room open and packed with people.
She pressed one hand to her ear as though she had a headset on, and then raised the other over her head, pumping it to an imaginary rhythm as though playing to an imaginary crowd. She threw her head back and laughed.
I can't wait!
Her excitement only made him feel more reserved. He should have been the one feeling thrilled tonight.
Actually, he said in a monotone, you'll be out on Chill Terrace today.
That was where Rick usually had new DJs start out. It was a covered outdoor patio next to the pool where people could go to smoke and talk and take a break from the wild energy inside the club. The music played on the terrace was more relaxed, thus the name. But neither his statement nor his manner decreased Kayla's energy one iota. Then she looked at him, and her smile wavered and became uncertain.
I will? That works for me. I was out there last night. It's a great space.
He couldn't help the satisfaction he felt at her reaction.
I'll show you the break room next.
He sauntered back along the tables to the door at the top of the stairs marked Employees Only, not caring whether she followed behind him. How had he gotten stuck with this rotten assignment? He could hear her tripping along behind him, her vibrant energy and almost tangible force. She wore a subtle perfume that made him think of lilies and green tea for some reason. So annoying. He walked down the gray service corridor, pushed open a heavy black door, and propped it open with one foot. Tables and chairs filled most of the center of the room, and a couple of vending machines lined the side wall. A refrigerator and microwave were against the other wall, and a TV sat in the corner. It was empty now, but normally held from 2 to 12 employees.
This is where we take our breaks, and here is where Rick posts the schedule.
He motioned at the pinup board on the wall.
Best thing to do is check it as soon as you get in each day. Sometimes there are last-minute changes. Rick can get pulled in multiple directions depending on what's happening any given night. If it's bold and highlighted, then you know there's been a change. He'll also send it out in an email.
That's when he noticed that his own assignments for the next few days were in bold and highlighted. He squinted at the grid and then scowled as he read it. He'd been assigned to Chill Terrace? It couldn't be right. He was always at the main bar. He'd earned it. That's where the best tips were made. But no, it looked like his schedule for the next week had been changed to match Kayla's.